Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Santa Rosa. Woo! Good morning, CSL Santa Rosa. You know, I don't buy into the early services quiet. See? Some of you are agreeing with me already. Okay, I got to tell you. I'm going to hold back some of these emotions. Sitting there, being in this space, and listening to the choir. This feels so much like home because for 3.5 years it was. This is my campus. This is the campus that birthed me through Science Mind and the ministerial program. Dr. Edward was my mentor in school. He was my instructor at my very first class. And let me tell you, after that first class, I knew the bar was set so high. How was any other instructor going to hit that bar? I don't think they did. He is a dear colleague now and a dear friend. And the only unfortunate thing about being a guest speaker is it means I probably don't get to sing because, you know, he gets to have this day for himself, which is a great gift that you give him. So this place feels like home. It feels like home to me. Not everywhere that I go in my life and in the world feels like home. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like a fish out of water. Has there ever been a time in your life where you feel like a fish out of water? Let me see. Come on, hold them high. Oh my God, look at all the fishes. It reminds me of this joke. Dare I tell a joke to start off with? There were these two fishes in the ocean, swimming in the ocean. And the first fish swam up to the second fish and went, "Hey, how's the water?" Second fish says, "What the heck is water?" Yeah, I know. I didn't say it was funny. I just said it was a joke. But the interesting thing is fish don't know they're in water. So I'm just going to leave that there for right now. We're going to leave the fishes right here for a minute. Is that all right? Just leave them right here. Right there. Imagine they're there. Because I didn't buy two stuffed fishes last night. I wish I had. But we're going to leave them right there. And dive into this topic for today. There it is. How big is your God? It's an important question that I want to explore with us today. How big is your, not mine, not the person sitting next to you, not your brother, sister, mother. How big is your God? And another way to ask this might be, are you living the most exquisite, bodacious, bountiful, joy-filled, rich, authentic, abundant life that you can imagine right here and right now?
Yeah.
I heard one. Yeah. Great. That's great. The great news is, if you didn't shout out yes right now, you can. And it's actually your divine... Woo! All right. I love that y'all are interacting with me. Keep it up. It's your divine birthright. You are entitled to it. And it's been there all along. All along. It's not really for the lack of abundance that you may be experiencing a less than 4-hour prosperous life, but it could be for, number one, could be the lack of awareness of the ever-present reality of divine substance. Now that's a mouthful, I know. But the lack of awareness of the ever-present reality of divine substance, number one. Number two, the faith to shape it into manifest form. And number three, the belief that there is nothing, no thing that can limit all of this form. So let's start with number one, because I trust that we're all going to walk out of here with something a little more than what we came in with in our consciousness. Okay? That's all it truly takes. Number one, fundamentally, how your life outpictures comes down to what is your understanding, your own personal understanding, your awareness of God, the universal presence. So for me, in my life, my understanding of God, I have to say, from the time I was a toddler or waddler or whatever, you know, a walker, has dramatically changed over the course of my life. Has it for you? Mm-hmm. Yes. And it has especially changed over the past 10 years. Actually, it's 11, but 10 sounds rounder. Over the past 10 years, since discovering and starting to put into practice these principles known as the science of mind, my awareness of God has grown. And what I've come to understand is there's this direct correlation in my new understanding, and it is a new understanding of this growing awareness of this universal presence. The correlation has come with a dramatic, and I mean a dramatic, increase in the prosperity of my own life. I now live at 53. Did y'all hear that? Did I really say that out loud? A very prosperous life. Now, the great news is, I'm telling you, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And to be able to say that in a shift from a very, what one would call a very lucrative career for 23 years in sales and marketing to now being a spiritual leader, and to say that speaks volumes of what I'm speaking about today and putting it into practice in your own life. And I have a deep, and I mean a deep passion and a wide passion on this topic called prosperity and abundance. And I want everybody to have this prosperous life, because I know you can, because I'm an example of it. So, I want to bring in someone that I've recently discovered. She's a pioneer of New Thought. Her name is Emily Cady. Anybody hear of Emily Cady? Okay, good. A few of you. Emily Cady says, God is not a being with qualities. So this is a little different. God is not a being with qualities or attributes. You get to try this on. No qualities or attributes, but God is the good itself coming into expression. It's the good itself coming into expression as life, power, love, wisdom. It's the expression. It's actually God, the universal presence, spirit, whatever we choose to call it, the thing itself, is the good itself. It's not the qualities or the attributes. And so it's this substance of all things. And substance is the word I'm anchoring today into our subconscious. Substance. It's the substance of all things. God is not this dispenser of divine substance. Doesn't dole it out. Here you go. Have some. You want some? There you go. It's not the dispenser of divine substance. Rather, God is this allness of this every present substance, every present substance in which everyone lives and moves and has its being. So the word universe, in its literal meaning, actually means the whole body of things. Universe, the whole body of things. And we know about wholeness, right? There's nothing lacking as wholeness. So it's this whole body of things. So the whole of God is present at every point in space. At the same time. Okay, that's omnipresent. That's, we say that word to stop and think about this substance is at every point in space at the same time. There's no place where God is not, right? So it's not just some of it, it's all of the substance in the universe, and it's present at any point of human need and human want. At any point, any place, any time. Thus, there's no spot where God is not. I've really been working with this lately and wanted to bring this, that there's no place in all the universe, if our mind can wrap around this concept, that there's no place in all the universe where substance, the substance that we can't even see, the substance is any more present or any less present than right where you are right now. And when you get up and move around, it's there too. And when you go home, it's there too. And when you're at the bank, it's there too. When you're at work, it's there too. When you're sleeping, it's there too. Especially when you're sleeping. Doesn't go to sleep. It's there too. So there's no limitation to this divine substance. So there's no limitation to the substance itself, but we may have a consciousness of limitation. I've been working on this for a long time. Anybody working on that? I still work on it. So how do we begin to shift this consciousness of limitation? Well, remember they're right here. Let's bring the fish back in. Remember the fish? Do you remember the fish? Okay. Let's bring in the fish to assist. I declare and claim right now that we get into our own consciousness, that we each live in this substance as a fish lives in water. Now, can a fish in the ocean ever lack for water? Okay. Can you, having your being in the ocean of God's substance, ever really lack in the supply of creative ideas, opportunities, or form of any kind? In the reality of life, in the spiritual realm, the truth of that which is, can we ever lack in this ocean of God's substance? No. No. The trick is, though, many times we forget. We forget that we're in this ocean of God's substance. We just blank out on it. The more that we remember that all of the substance in the universe is present right where we are, and that the ocean of this God substance is also in us, not just around us, but it's actually in us, the more this impacts our life as it relates to prosperity. Just remember, the fish don't know they're in water, but we can. I looked it up. I've heard for a long time that we're made up of 98% water. I don't know. I really looked it up. The thing that I found is, as I was sitting at the ocean yesterday, is that we actually come in as babies, 78% water. As adults, it gets around 60 to 65. I wonder if our consciousness takes that down. That's just a whole nother talk. But we're actually made of water. I'm keeping the water metaphor, right? So this God substance is in us too. So it's very important that we grow our awareness and hold on to it. Don't forget, hold on to the awareness and remember that we each, you are created in substance. You are created in this substance. You were formed in this substance. And you are ceaselessly supported as this substance. Ceaselessly supported by it, through it, and in it. So, since I claim that our awareness has grown of this ever-present reality of this divine substance, let's talk about faith. Number two, to have the faith that we actually can shape this God substance into form. Bring it forth. To have that faith. Ernest Holmes, I love this quote. It's one of my favorites. Through spiritual discernment, we see that we have within us a power which is greater than anything we shall ever contact. A power that can overcome every obstacle in our experience and set us safe, satisfied, and at peace. Healed and prosperous. In a new light and a new life. He also tells us that God's creative power of mind is right here. Right here. We have as much of this power to use as we can believe and embody. Believe and embody. He tells us that the storehouse of nature is filled with infinite good, awaiting. It's awaiting the touch of our awakened thought to spring forth into manifestation in our lives. It's our awakened thought that it's waiting for, and it springs forth into manifestation in our lives. But the awakening must be within our own thought. Again, not the person sitting next to you, not your brother, not your sister, not Karen. It awakens in your thought, your own thought. And so that word that we speak is the law of our lives, and nothing hinders its operations but ourselves. So Dr. Holmes is telling us too, the only thing that can limit this is me. And I do, at times, many times, limit it until I have that awakened thought that it's here. There's no limit to it, and have faith that the word that I speak becomes the law of my life. So as we continue in our journey together in this teaching, as we continue to synchronize our consciousness with this reality of truth, we become more and more and more of the channel of the vessel through which this mystical flow, I can't figure it out, I don't try to anymore, but this mystical flow just does its powerful work. My number one job is to just get out of the way and let it flow, right? And for me, where I get tripped up the most is I actually put some value and some worth on what's going on around me and what's happening in the world. That has something to do with me and how my life outpictures. But it doesn't matter what's taking place around us. It doesn't matter the state of the economy. It doesn't matter whatever we say, and how our own life can outpicture. I have beautiful examples in my life over these past 10 years. One that, you know, does everyone have an anchor? What I call an anchor is you do a spiritual mind treatment or use affirmations for a while, and something out pictures in your life, and you just, for the first time, it really blows your mind, like, oh my God, this stuff might really work and it's real. Do you have an, that's what I call an anchor. Anybody got one of those? Yeah. Or maybe a practitioner or a minister did a spiritual mind treatment for you, and that's your anchor too? Like, oh my gosh. Anybody? Okay. So I have several of them. I won't go into my very first one, but it's my anchor. But another one that came to mind is Dr. Peter and I were in France, Paris, France, in 2015 with three other friends, and I had never been to Paris. It's still my one and only time up till now. And I had never been to Paris, and friends of mine said the one thing, if you're only going to be there for 2 days, that you have to see is the Saint Chapelle Chapel. Anybody been there? Oh, look, hold your hand up. I want to see. Okay, everybody else, hold your hand up. You're going to be there too. Go ahead. Come on. Good. All right. So I was told how beautiful it is, and it would drop you to the knees. And so I was like, no, really? And we were going to all these places. We went to Notre Dame and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and it was getting late in our last day. We were only there for less than 2 days. And before moving on, and I said, we have to go. I've been told it's going to drop me to my knees. And we get there, and there's this long, long line. Oh, my God, it was a long line down the sidewalk. And I went up to the front of the line to talk to someone because I didn't know what time they closed, you know. And I went up, hey, what time does it close? I found out it was less than 30 minutes to close your time. And I said, well, I'm back there. And he said, I've been working here a long time. I'm sorry to tell you, you're not going to make it. There's no way you're going to get through this line before we close the doors. And I said, great, thank you. I went right back to, bless you, Petra and the other friends, two out of three were practitioners as well. And I said, okay, here we go. This is what we got to do. We're going to do spiritual mind treatment. We were in the ocean. I didn't care what was around us. I didn't care what that man said. And I said, we are getting in there. I'm going to see this thing. I'm going to get dropped to my knees. This is done. I don't know how. I don't know. I don't care the how. I've seen it, and I was dropped to my knees at the beauty of this chapel. When it comes to prosperity and abundance and financial abundance, which money is the topic this afternoon at my workshop. If you don't like money, don't show up. Just don't come. If you don't want any more of it, please stay home. If you got more than you could ever do with it, give it here. Come on now. And bring a friend. And tell them to show up. Anyway, that was my little commercial in the midst of my talk. So I came into Science of Mind in 2007. January. I bought a house in May of 2007 in the hills of Oakland. May 2007. Ouch. Y'all know what May of 2007 is. It was the peak, the tippity top, 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 top. Top peak of the housing market. Not that I knew it at the time. Bidding wars. Five of us bid on that house. We weren't the highest bidder, but my now ex wrote a 4-page letter to the owner. We got the house. Bidding war. And we paid $945,000 for that house. My dream home. I have to stay centered because I was going to die in that. Now I'm in Dallas, but it's okay. Because I had to thrive and have a prosperous life, and it took me there. Anyway, back to the house. 2 weeks later, yes. Bam! Ka-dunk. The whole bottom of the housing market fell out. But before we bought that house, because my then partner was extremely nervous about spending, she had never done anything like that in her life, was extremely nervous about buying a house that expensive. I'll never forget, I stood on that deck of that house and I did a spiritual mind treatment and I said, no matter what, we are not financially harmed by this purchase. And 2 weeks later, that bottom fell out. Okay? We were upside down. Continued to live. Here we go. And now you know what happened in 2008 and 2009, right? Okay, I started in foundations in 2007. I have the exact same path I hope that y'all are having too. I've taken classes, lots of them. Every class I could get myself in, I'm in. Still. And so foundations to spiritual economics, whatever, you know, all these things, self-mastery. And I was in a job and in 07, 08, and 09 as a VP of sales in a startup. And I got to tell you, we sold a $3,000 bucket of ice. I'm exaggerating, but a very expensive medical device, a cold and circulating device, and we were in a recession. I was told even by people in my company, you know, the pros aren't going to buy at the colleges, et cetera, et cetera. I used these principles to not believe what was happening around me. I would not turn on the news. I would not listen to anyone around me tell me how bad the economy was. I went talk to the hand. No, no, no. And I stayed focused on this oceanic spiritual stuff and my faith and trust that this stuff works. And I, in 08 and 09, without getting, switching jobs or getting promoted, I made more money than I've ever made in my life. In fact, I did so well with my team that, the comp plan that was written down that they were going to pay me based upon that comp plan, we had to negotiate because they couldn't pay me all that money. I say this because everything I've done, you can too. And it doesn't matter what's going on around us because we are in this ocean of this God substance. And so that leads me to the third thing, to have the belief that there's nothing to limit any and all of this form. There's nothing. Ernest Holmes tells us that our belief, though, sets the limit to our demonstration of a principle which of itself is without limit. It's ready to be filled up, everything, because it is infinite. So it is not a question of its willingness or its ability at all. It's entirely a question of our own receptivity. What do we believe we can receive? It is done unto me as I believe. So we got to grow our belief. And I keep growing my belief in what it is that I can receive. When I started in Science of Mind, that was about the size of my container. Not bad. Now, we can drink lots of water through the day, but I had to grow my belief. Anybody else need to grow their belief? Yes. I'm constantly growing my belief so I don't limit it. So back to the house that I bought in May of 2007. I went to sell it in 2014 and because my relationship status changed. And that house that was purchased at 945, we also had put a couple of $100,000 in it to renovate it. And to tell you quickly, I stood back on that deck and I talked with the real estate agent and we listed that right back at 945, but we had put a couple of $100,000 in it. And we're going to sell this thing for north of $1 million. And she said, well, and I said, actually, we're going to sell this thing over $1 million. And I was a little wobbly on that. So was she, because I was wobbly. I didn't believe it. And when we first started the process, and she said, you know, if you want too much, if you're expecting too much, I may not be the right real estate agent for you. But I started working on growing my belief. And so I worked up to the point where I believed within me that we would sell this house for $1.1 million. Okay? And I worked it. And I worked it within me. And I kept working it. Then, a few weeks later, I went, well, that feels good. We're going to sell this for $1.2 million. And I worked it. And I worked it on the inside of me to come to full belief. $1.2 million. I didn't tell anybody. I was working it. And I went, we're going to sell this for $1.2 million. And I had to fly home the last time because I was already living in Dallas. And I flew home and I stood on that deck for the last time. And I stood on the deck and I looked out and I got really clear. I got really clear on the inside of me in my belief. And I said, we are selling this house for $1.3 million. Nothing less. I was like a thermostat. You got to raise it, the temperature in the room. It takes a little time sometimes. And I went, bam, we sold that house for $1.3 million and $5,000 on top. But this is, we are in community to help each other grow our belief and to know that all things are possible. Swimming pool instead of the glass now. The container has grown. My belief has grown. It doesn't matter where you are in this moment. We can grow. We can all grow. We are meant to grow. We are meant to get our good. Now, is there anything about that picture you notice? Who sees it? There's an ocean. See, we're not limited. Even behind the limitless pool, there's a limitless ocean. So I invite you to grow. Grow in this community. Grow in going to classes. Grow in showing up here on a Sunday morning. Grow in other ways to grow the awareness within your own self of this ever-present reality of divine substance. To have faith that you can shape it. I don't need to know how. I'm still never going to try to figure this out. But I know that it works to have faith that I can shape it, this substance, this divine substance, whatever it is, into whatever form that I want. And to have the belief that there's nothing that can limit it, anything, anytime, any place. And I still work on that belief. Every time my voice within my head says, oh, you know, that's not possible. I have to turn to this ocean and to know there's no spot where I can go. It's within me. It's everywhere. It's everywhere present. It's, I call it like the spooky goo. It's just this ocean of divine substance. And it just forms and comes forward. And my life and your life. And I'm here to assist you in any way that I can as we grow our consciousness and grow our good. So my last question is how big is your good? Yes, it's time to live the most exquisite, bodacious, bountiful, joy-filled, rich, authentic, prosperous life that you can imagine and beyond. And if I can, I promise you, anyone can. And no one's left out. This definitely includes you. And so it is. Yes. Do you want me to pray? Do I have a piano player that will assist me? I like music. You want to stand up and swim in the ocean? I'm a kinesthetic person. I love standing. If you want and you're willing and able, and if you don't, it's really okay. We're all in this ocean no matter what. Of this divine substance. How good it is to be here now. Ah. Oh. To be in the presence and the power of this divine substance, that which is omnipresent, that which is everywhere, that which is in every single spot simultaneously throughout the entire cosmos and beyond. It is that which is seen and unseen. And this God, this divine substance, is rich and filled. It is abundance, overflowing in all its glory. And as I know that God is this, I know that I am that I am. I am this divine substance of life itself. There's no spot within me that's not. And I know this to be true of every single person in the sound of my voice. Oh, it's so good to know that the community of CSL Santa Rosa is individualized in its expression of this abundance. And so by the power and the authority of the one mind, the Christ consciousness, that which is, I declare and claim that each of us get out of our own way. Drop the limitations of our thinking. Drop any appearance that attempts to convince us of anything otherwise. And we realize that as this divine substance is full and rich and always present, we bring forth whatever our hearts desire, whatever lights us up, whatever allows us to have the best, bodacious, bold experience as God in this lifetime. And so I celebrate our worth, because there's never going to be another one like us. I celebrate our uniqueness and each of us, how we unfold our life in this prosperous, grand, and glorious expression of the substance of Karen and Jim and Tara and Mike and Alice and whatever individualized expression there is. And so I give great and glorious thanks that magic is in our subconscious now, and we know the power that's within us. And our words are made manifest, and we live that manifestation. And so I release it unto the law, knowing that the law does its thing. I don't know how, but it's so. It is so. Declare it. It is so. And so it is. Amen.
As the choir is returning, I invite you to sit and reflect on all the giving and the receiving in your life. And recognize that as you make this commitment to giving and receiving in your life, you thrive, you grow, and you celebrate. If today is the day to join with me in a commitment for next year to this center as I have, please go out to the Giving Intention team after service, and whatever your commitment wants to be for next year, please share it with the Giving Intention team, who would be thrilled to say thank you for your support. And now I invite the ushers to please stand and take your gift in your hand, if you would, knowing that you yourself are in fact the gift. And repeat after me, I bless this gift. I send it forth to heal and prosper. It does good work in the world. And so it is. Ushers, please receive the gift.